to get in here to cover this story, we really just we had to take a leap of faith. We spoke to the American commanders in Najaf, and we spoke to the Mahdi army commanders in Najaf, who were inside the shrine, the Imam Ali shrine, at the center of the city, at the heart of the city. And we told them both, you know, we really were having trouble moving around. We can't tell the story of the fighters on the inside. There were some speculation that the Americans might bomb the shrine of Imam Ali, which would be a catastrophe all across the Muslim world and all across the world in general. And so we wanted to get inside and see that. So we talked to both sides, both commanders, and we said, okay, tomorrow at 2 o'clock we're bringing a convoy of journalists in for a press conference. Can you all withhold your fire for that day at 2 o'clock? And everyone thought we were crazy. And Thorne had actually made it inside the shrine, so he was in there trying to file on deadline for Time magazine, and they didn't have enough power to upload their photographs. So it was a dual purpose trip. We were helping Thorne file, and we were trying to get inside for a press conference. And so it worked. We were able to, you know, a convoy of 15 journalists with tags on their cars and flags, white flags flying out the windows, crept up to the front line, asked the last American checkpoint, can we please pass? And they said, we have no idea what you're talking about, which was a little disconcerting at 2 o'clock. And, you know, we made a few phone calls, and they said, okay, none of our guys who see you will fire. And, you know, this had been a very contested, violent front line. So we start crawling through this destroyed marketplace with shrapnel and, you know, smoke everywhere, and the Mahdi army came out on the other side. They fired a couple of warning shots at our car, which was unnerving, but we stopped. And then one lead fighter came out and said, okay, pull over here, you're fine, come on in. And we walked through the shrine, this convoy of shaken journalists. You're not sure if we're going to be safe in this place or not, in this rebel stronghold. And all of the guys start cheering and jumping up and down and singing the song, the journalists are here, the journalists are here. And, you know, I think they knew we weren't there to liberate them, but they were just glad that someone was there to tell their side of the story. And it was remarkable, really, that it was possible, that, you know, people cooperating and putting their heads together. Al Jazeera helped. All of us who had contacts with the Mahdi army helped make this possible. And we had a 2-3 hour press conference and drove back after dark. And for the next 2 weeks, we could cross that front line because both sides had seen us now. And they knew we were journalists, and we put TV on our vests or flak jackets and put our hands in the air like that man you saw. And the freedom of movement, actually, things shifted. And they finally came to a truce. There was a ceasefire, and this particular battle ended. And actually gained the Mahdi army an enormous amount of political clout in the country. After this event, after they were seen standing off with the Americans, they became a very effective political party.